All right, from Baltimore County to Baltimore City, it's time for Anna Walsh, managing editor of the City Paper. Walsh, you're still the Eats and Drinks editor, right?
Still the Eats and Drinks editor, yep.
They can't get rid of you.
I'll never let go.
So, this week's issue. There's a lot going on. I see that one of the pieces looks from the online piece I'm seeing is that our dear friend Dee Watkins. He's front and center, yes?
So, exactly. He is front and center. He's on our cover.
He's a cover man.
He's a cover man. Cover man Dee Watkins. He sat down with my other managing editor, Brandon Soderberg, and had a really long Q&A, mostly talking about writing, actually, in the way that Dee came to be a writer and what he thinks the power of it is, especially in Baltimore. Dee Watkins is a fascinating guy. I'm sure you've talked to him many times.
He actually mentions
you in the Q&A, so you'll have to look for your name.
Oh my.
Yeah, famous, getting called out by Dee Watkins. Yeah, so he talks about his new book that came out this week, yesterday, I think, actually, was the day it dropped. So it's The Beast Side. So he talks about how that collection came to be and all the different influences on him as a writer. It's really, really good. It's a really great rumination on craft, I would say, which is a little bit different than what I think most people, especially from out of town, tend to talk to Dee about.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No, he's. And I think that he has a really interesting kind of perspective on why he's doing this. And then we talked about that when he was on the air last time. So you had an interesting piece. This is breaking news, but you mentioned the Frederick Grace element, right?
Well, we don't. That's on our website, yeah.
Oh, it's so only on the website.
Yeah.
Sorry.
If you want updates on the Freddie Gray settlement, go to citypaper.com. But if you want Ed Erickson's more long-form look at, you know, the motions hearings of the criminal case that happened last week, as well as the protests surrounding it, and what we think that'll mean for Baltimore moving forward, and the way that the police handled the situation seems to say about the city's perspective on this whole case, and how it's very clear that they think that, you know, any verdict that's less than damning for the police officers is going to make the city erupt into riots. And so the police seem to be really being very heavy handed at these protests. So that's in our paper if you want to get that story.
Sorry, I got confused. I hadn't seen the paper. I see the website and you list you sent it. So,
yeah.
I do that to you. I do that to you a lot, don't I? Actually,
it's okay. It's totally fine. If we love online readers and print readers, so if you want to plug our website too, by all means, as long as they're going to City Paper, I'm happy.
I just did. So, and you have a, is this you, American Sushi?
It's not. It's my section. It's not me writing. But Ryan Detter, who's one of our food writers, went to Katana, which is over in Canton. It's this very Americanized sushi place.
What does that mean?
Lots of
Americanized sushi.
It means that it's not really authentic sushi. You're going to get a lot of, you know, California rolls and deep fried things containing raw fish, which is not exactly traditional Japanese fare, but he says it's still pretty good. So if you need a place to go on your Tinder date, he says that's a good place to be.
Okay.
So next Tinder date you go on, Mark, that's where you should go.
Yeah. What is it? A Tinder date?
Tinder? Oh, you don't know what Tinder is?
No, what is Tinder?
Oh.
Hit me to Tinder.
It's a hookup app.
No, I can't do that. I can't say I would be. No, I couldn't do that.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I'm
you
a married man. Anyway. That would never work.
All right. Okay.
So let's go back to. No, that would not work. So let's go to the BSO piece you wrote.
Sure. Yeah. So I took a look at the BSO's upcoming season. It's their 100th season, which is a pretty big deal, and they're celebrating accordingly with a lot of really ambitious and exciting programming. They have some world-class soloists coming, like Joshua Bell, cellist Yo-Yo Ma, Hilary Hahn, really big names in the classical music world, which is very rare for the BSO to have all in one season. And they're also doing a lot of music by new composers, which is also very rare for the BSO. Lots of compositions by women, which is really exciting. Lots of collaborations with local arts organizations like the Baltimore School School for the Arts, mm-hmm. The Morgan State University Choir. Kwame is helping to Kwame Kweyama. Yes, thank you.
Center stage.
Just my yes.
I got
yes.
it.
Artistic. You got it. All right. I'll just pass that
We're
one to you.
We're saving each other today. It's good. Yeah. Go ahead.
He is directing a production of Porgy and Bess with the BSO, which is George Gershwin's opera. So that'll be really phenomenal. So just chock full of really good, exciting things. So if you want a preview of some of the things that I think are highlights, as well as a reflection on where the BSO stands going into its 100th season as an institution, then you should read my article.
I'm going to read that. I'm sorry I didn't read it before we got in the air.
Oh, that's okay. But well, you have something to look forward to.
Yes, I do. So I'll read it.
Yeah.
So now you also have, I didn't see what this was about, in the art column, conflicts. What is that?
Oh, conflicts of interest.
Yes.
That's, you know, Baynard Woods' award-winning column.
Yes,
Baynard, that guy.
Yeah. Right, Baynard.
Yeah, you know him. He wrote about the sort of the state of journalism right now in Baltimore. He talks about how it's a really interesting... there's a lot of really interesting work coming out right at this moment, or at least there was when he was writing his column. So he talks about Justin Fenton's really incredible piece in The Sun where they profile all the homicide victims
of July. That was a very
powerful
piece.
Yes, it was really powerful.
Yep, I agree.
And Baynard sort of pairs that with some profiles of transgender residents of Baltimore that appeared in Baltimore Style magazine. He talks about how there are a lot of full-time journalist positions open right now in Baltimore, which is sort of hasn't happened in a really long time. So it's sort of an exciting time and a place for journalism right now in Baltimore.
And you have one open as editor of the city paper, don't you?
Well, we're still looking for a news reporter. Yeah. Well, a news reporter. And yes, and we're waiting to announce a new editor.
Oh, you're about to announce. Okay, well.
Oh, stay tuned. Yeah.
Stay tuned. Anna Walsh, appreciate it. I'm looking forward to reading your BSO article. And
thank you.
I may or may not try the Americanized sushi, but Anna Walsh, managing editor of the City Paper. She also is the Eats and Drinks editor. Thank you so much for being with us once again.
Yeah, always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. And y'all can just get out there and pop it out anywhere in the city and read the City Paper. A new edition is out. You can get your copy of the City Paper. Featuring the cover story, Super Ambitious, about writer Dee Watkins, where he discusses Books Baltimore and his new collection of essays, The B-Side, around town or at citypaper.org. Take care. And thank you all for being part of the show today and calling in and making this show what it is and participating for the future of our community and country. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. Our engineers, Andrea Melton. Our interns are Calvin Perry is here today. And our other interns, Sienna Greaves and Manifa Wilson. Our theme music by Walt Matthews of Clean Cuts. Send me your thoughts about today's show to talk@steinershow.org and podcast the Mark Steiner Show and share it with your friends. Visit us on the web at steinershow.org or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. And for your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.